sticks out in my mind. Later on that night, same demonstration, same thing. I'm just walking around by myself, looking this way, looking that, checking out. Another group of people comes up, about five of them, right in the middle of this group of people. It's this really good-looking son of a gun. I mean, real good-looking. His mustache is impeccably trimmed. His short black hair is just slicked back. He's got this trench coat, these wingtip shoes. He's a sharp-looking dude. Kind of reminds me of my brother. So my older brother is an investment banker down there on Wall Street. You know, he's a real sharp-dressed, stylish guy. You know, kind of like mobsters you see on TV. You know, sort of like that kind of, that sort of look. You know, Michael Corleone. He's a real good-looking guy. Anyway, this is what this Iraqi dude with his hair slicked back and his trench coat kind of reminded me of my brother. He was a real, just a real sharp-looking dude, real confident, sharp-looking guy. And, you know, in fact, one of the big things in Iraq is very neatly trimmed facial hair. I remember stopping at a truck stop and seeing two guys, two friends, trimming each other's mustaches and beards with nail clippers. So this is some serious business. This guy was one sharp dude. So he comes up to me at this demonstration with his trench coat apart and his hands in his pockets. And he says, "Hey, welcome to Baghdad. I am a kinder school teacher here in Iraq, and I'd like to ask you some questions." I said, "Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead." And, you know, this is while all these people are marching and chanting around us. He says, "Okay, I understand that you come from a violent country." And I thought to myself, yeah, you know, 10,000 gun deaths a year. I got jumped in my neighborhood not too long ago. Yeah, you know. So I tell him, yeah, this is a, you could say it's a violent country. And I'm thinking, yeah, we got so much violence here, we got to export it around the world. You know, it's the number one export weapons. Anyway, so this guy says, "I understand you come from a very violent country." I tell him, "Well, yeah, sure, you could say that." You know? And he says, "I understand that in America, children bring weapons to school?" And I thought, okay, now this is getting interesting. Dude knows something. Wow, okay. He's getting somewhere with this. So I said, "Well, yeah, in America, kids do bring weapons to school." And then he goes, "Is it true that in Littleton, Colorado, Jonesboro, Arkansas, students brought guns to school and shot their classmates?" You know, I'm from Memphis, and some of us don't know where Jonesboro, Arkansas is. This guy knows where Jonesboro, Arkansas is. This guy knows about, you know, young people shooting each other in America. So he asked me, you know, "Is it true that in Jonesboro, Arkansas, in Littleton, Colorado, students brought guns to school and shot their classmates?" I said, "Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is." You know, this guy, thousands of miles away, comes up to me in my language, knows my culture, my people, and my language. Shows concern for that as a kindergarten teacher, somebody who works with young people and lives under the threat of violence and real-life violence from above, from bombs, from sections, for 12 years, for 10 years at that time. Amazing. Amazing. You know, that kind of spun me around a little bit.